Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
The T-Biz podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that heals and energizes the body while soothes the mind. Transforming the leaf requires a fusion of artistry, craftsmanship, and commerce. The tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts a global influence, generating $260 billion in sales and employing millions to enhance the well-being of all. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Eliminating the U.S. de minimis exemption will severely impact tea e-commerce sales. China's Chaji Tea is valued at $6.2 billion following a NASDAQ listing. And Jalinga Organic Tea Estates in Assam opens a Berlin subsidiary. Plus, tea and water are partners in sustainability. Water is our most vital resource. Its plentifulness is crucial for agricultural production, personal health, and the manufacture of nearly all goods. Yet, how it is utilized in food and beverage production carries hidden costs. Joining us today is Aaron Risch, founder of EcoEthics in Redondo Beach, California. Aaron believes the global tea industry is well-positioned to promote water conservation and sustainability. Quote, "It is time to rethink our food choices that dramatically impact water consumption," she says. "For instance, tea has a smaller water footprint than coffee, dairy, or soda." She explains that consumers who choose eco-friendly tea brands that prioritize water efficiency, compost spent leaves, and advocate for water-conscious business practices are taking small but significant steps towards sustainability. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
Eliminating the $800 U.S. de minimis tariff exemption effective May 2nd will increase the cost of importing tea, result in higher brokerage fees, add complexity that will lead to delays, and more than double retail prices. According to the Trump administration, canceling the exemption, initially limited to shipments from China and Hong Kong, will soon apply to additional countries, many of which produce tea. Tea vendors with high-volume online sales will experience significant margin pressure as the expense of tariffs, newly required inspections, and fees cannot be fully absorbed, leading to reduced consumer demand. China and the U.S. will likely negotiate lower tariffs on non-strategic goods such as tea, which were increased from 7.5% in January to 152.5%. That will help bulk tea buyers, but the de minimis exemption is critical to small shippers. There is no escape from the minimum 10% tariffs currently enforced. On July 8th, reciprocal tariffs, which were suspended for 90 days, will take effect. In the meantime, retaliatory tariffs, including 125% tariff imposed by China on U.S. imports, make it unlikely there will be any trade in tea for the foreseeable future. DHL's decision to suspend global shipments to the U.S. worth more than $800 adds to the trade barriers. DHL is a preferred option for retailers purchasing tea in bulk quantities. The decision to no longer accept business-to-consumer packages, quote, until further notice, end quote, is a result of delays in processing packages through U.S. Customs, which now requires formal entry processing for all shipments valued at more than $800. The previous minimum was $2,500. Here are some steps to consider. There is already a shortage of space in federally licensed bonded warehouses where current rules allow retailers to store goods without paying duty for up to 5 years. Retailers bear tariffs only on goods as they are withdrawn from storage. Useful for buffering against short-term tariff hikes, expect many more facilities to license existing warehousing as bonded storage. Next, in the U.S., there are 195 foreign trade zones and 250 active subzones in 50 states. These accept shipments, allowing importers to temporarily defer tariff payments. Jeffrey Tefell, president of the National Association of Foreign Trade Zones, told the Financial Times that interest has increased fourfold since Trump took office. Merchandise admitted to an FTZ is exempt from duties and federal excise taxes while it remains within the zone. Re-exporting from an FTZ to third countries completely avoids the tariff. FTZ members report $949 billion in goods received in 2023. Also, consider fulfilling tea orders from a different country. Known as nearshoring, this enables tea suppliers to ship large quantities without landing in the U.S. Fulfilling orders from Canada or Mexico globally results in lower costs for e-commerce shipments. Blends that qualify under USMCA free trade rules avoid duty so long as the finished tea has undergone, quote, substantial transformation, end quote, according to HTUS rules. Finally, wholesalers and retailers should evaluate producers in countries with lower tariffs. Shipments from Vietnam will soon be subject to a 46% tariff, while the same tea from Malawi pays only a 10% duty. On July 8th, Japanese teas will be subject to 24% tariffs. Duties on tea from India will rise to 26%, and duties on tea from Sri Lanka will increase to 44%. China's Shiji Holdings was valued at $6.2 billion, with shares priced at $32.70 on April 23rd, a week after a successful public initial offering on the NASDAQ stock exchange. Shares opened 21% above the $28 ADR price, reaching a high of $41.80 per share last week. Shiji was founded in 2017 and generated $1.71 billion in revenue in 2024, up from about 10.8 billion won in 2023, according to SEC filings. Net income grew by 213% last year. The company will trade under the ticker CHA. Newly minted billionaire founder Jinji Zhang, 32, retains 89% of the company's voting rights. The successful IPO attests to, quote, sustained investor confidence in Beijing's promises to boost domestic consumption and support capital markets, end quote, writes Reuters. According to investors, the domestic appeal of premium specialty is relatively isolated from tariff-linked disturbances. Approximately 515,000 new style tea shops operate in mainland China, with an additional 100,000 located overseas, including 6,500 in the U.S. and 3,500 in Europe. Analysts forecast that the number of small format storefronts could exceed 600,000 by 2026. Shiji operates 6,284 mainly franchise stores in China, with 156 additional locations in Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and most recently, Los Angeles. There are 169 company-owned locations worldwide. The best-selling teas are milk tea lattes, which account for 91% of sales. Shiji writes that the IPO will lead to expansion in the U.S., Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia. TBiz correspondent Rupak Goswami filed this report on India's largest certified organic tea estate. Jalinga Tierstedt announced the launch of a wholly owned subsidiary headquartered in Berlin, Germany. The company stated that the Berlin office represents a strategic leap forward for the Assam-based company's mission to deliver certified organic pesticide-free teas and botanicals to conscious consumers and specialty tea buyers across the European Union. The estate, spanning 658 hectares, is situated in southern Assam. Annual production is 850 metric tons, all of which is exported. Jalinga has doubled its capacity for organic Assam CTC and orthodox teas and launched large-scale production of organic green tea. The company is also cultivating herbs and botanicals, including chamomile, hibiscus, lemongrass, spices, and edible flowers within its certified tea estates. One of Jalinga's most impactful initiatives is its Smart Farmers brand, a model for working with small tea growers in and around its estates to produce certified organic pesticide-free tea. This partnership empowers local growers with better prices and training and provides European buyers with fully traceable, regulation-compliant teas. The company writes that, quote, "With the EU's 2026 maximum residue limit regulations tightening significantly, many conventional Assam producers may not be able to comply. Jalinga is already ahead, offering fully compliant organic teas for a discerning market," end quote. The estate has been certified carbon neutral for several years and hopes to become climate positive by planting 100,000 trees, establishing Assam's first large-scale biochar plant, and generating verifiable carbon credits. Jalinga intends to establish a carbon fund in its Berlin office, offering buyers and brands a unique opportunity not just to purchase organic teas, but to invest in scalable climate impact projects supporting regenerative agriculture and verified carbon offsets in one of the world's most biodiverse tea-growing regions. And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
Water is our most vital resource. Its plentifulness is crucial for agricultural production, personal health, and the manufacturing of nearly all goods. Yet how it is utilized in food and beverage production carries hidden costs. Joining us today is Aaron Resch, founder of Eco Ethos in Redondo Beach, California. Aaron says that the global tea industry is uniquely positioned to promote water conservation and sustainability. Quote, "It is time to rethink our food choices that dramatically impact water consumption," end quote, she says. For instance, tea has a smaller water footprint than coffee, dairy, or soda. She explains that consumers who choose eco-friendly tea brands that prioritize water efficiency, compost spent leaves, and advocate for water-conscious business practices are taking small but significant steps towards sustainability. Aaron brings real-world business insight from over a decade in the CPG space, including roles at Dannon and Greenleaf Foods, where she championed plant-rich food systems and sustainable go-to-market strategies. As a conservation manager at the California Water Service, she led programs connecting the dots between animal agriculture, water use, and community conservation efforts. She founded Eco Ethos, based on a vision for a cleaner, healthier world for future generations, consulting with companies on how to live more sustainably, affordably, and intentionally, while also saving money. She's deeply passionate about driving innovation and sustainability in the food and beverage industries by bringing insights to organizations, developing forward-thinking strategies, building purpose-driven partnerships, and creating products and programs that resonate with today's conscious consumers. Erin, it's a delight to have you on the program today. I'm excited to talk about water. I'm surrounded by it here in Canada. I was born within 100 yards of the ocean. I live on a river, and we own a lake cottage where we spend our summers. I've always found water to be an essential part of my life. However, I haven't considered one aspect you articulated, the hidden cost of water.
I absolutely love, by the way, that you live right off the water and how important it is to you. Overall, water is our greatest resource, and it's really a core of our food, our health, and our economy everywhere. So literally anything you can think of, there is a hidden cost with it. Whether you're talking about the tea that you're drinking, the meals that we're consuming, the trash that you're disposing of, there's so many impacts that it has on a daily basis. Every single thing, whether it's the energy that it uses to power your home takes a lot of energy and water, right? When you think about Kenya, all the droughts there, it was a really big disruption to supply chain. You saw a lot of increasing prices and food insecurity risks in relation to the tea industry. So just in relation to tea, how that matters is it's really core to everything, right? It's core to everything in our everyday.
People often assume that water is always readily available. Many of us have discussed conserving water, but I also want you to consider the issue of water quality, as we frequently hear about contaminated water supplies. In the tea lands, bacteria, viruses, and parasites are present in the water, making it hazardous. We drink bottled water here in the West because it's convenient. People in much of the world drink bottled water because it's that or dysentery.
Pollution prevention is huge, obviously, in water conservation. And by preventing the introduction of pollutants into the water system, it's really the first and most important step in water quality conservation. So some key things that you would want to do when you look at the water system is reducing chemical use overall. When you're limiting the use of fertilizers, pesticides, and a lot of other harmful chemicals, especially when you talk about agricultural runoff, that's going to really help significantly improve the water quality. And then also kind of having buffer zones. So, that's going to help protect water quality as well. Thinking about things like wetlands and things like that, right? Those are really key, and why really making sure that they're maintained properly is really core to what we're doing in terms of environmental integrity, but also they're going to be able to absorb excess nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus from all that agricultural runoff. So they're going to be helping in so many different ways. I'm fortunate enough to live in Redondo Beach and in California, and we've been hit with both fires and lots of rain lately, right? And when you think about that, there's a lot of runoff that can happen and contaminants that can get into our water. All those pollutants like oil, litter, the dirt, the particulate matter really is going into our storm drains and eventually gets into lakes and rivers and oceans. And so there's a lot of things that everyday consumers can do by trying to get more green infrastructure. So things like creating more rain gardens and green roofs that help to kind of capture and filter that stormwater naturally are really going to help. And then retention ponds that can manage runoff allows water to kind of filter through soil before reaching water bodies. And that's really going to help with that water contamination. So in the home, making sure that medicines and any household waste should never be poured down drains or toilets. Typically, the best thing is you want to make sure that you properly dispose of that. So making sure it doesn't go down those toilets and drains. So those are all some key things that you want to take a look at, right?
I read the other day that researchers have found tea has a unique ability to remove heavy metals from water while it is steeping. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And I absolutely love that, and I think that has a lot to do. Well, tea is really interesting. Water It is our life source. When partnered with tea, can do so many things. Like, for example, exactly, removing lead from our water source. So even just steeping, you know, the longer that you can let it steep, the more you're going to be able to remove in terms of that exposure to lead and other contaminants. So when you can steep it a little bit longer, that's really going to help. That was actually a pretty recent study that, you know, we've been using tea combined with good, healthy water for a long time, right? It's something that we're more cognizant about and implementing every single day just because of all of the heavy toxic loads that we're all kind of being exposed to every day now.
One aspect of tea that can be challenging is that tea bags are often made of plastic or sealed with plastic. Although that's an efficient way to keep the tea inside the bag, when the plastic comes in contact with hot water, it leaches off, resulting in nanoparticles and relatively high concentrations.
I would 100% agree with, you know, focusing on the loose leaf tea. The larger the surface area of the tea leaves, right? That's what's actually, they're absorbing all of those chemicals. But then when you're heating water in your teacup, that's what is that beautiful process, is that they're then binding to those tea leaves because they have a higher surface area. And that's what's actually doing the best part of the job, is they're removing it at that point, which is really amazing. The biggest thing consumers can do every day is focusing on more loose leaf tea and avoiding even the step where you're having to be concerned on if your packaging is made out of nylon or if it contains PET, right? I always test mine. You can actually just even take a tea bag and rip it open. If it rips open pretty easily, that's kind of one way of testing to know if it's made out of plastic or not, if there's some binding agent there that does contain plastic. Some brands will even use it exactly like you mentioned, kind of in even to hold it together, right? So that's why I love some brands that are out there, because they're using just string holding it together. And so I think there's a study that said that there were almost 12 billion microplastics in one cup of hot water, in one cup of tea, which is crazy to me.
What inspired you to start Eco Ethos?
So I started my career, I was in the dairy industry for over 10 years, really working on growing brands and bringing products to the market, just working in general in the CPG industry. But during that time, I actually struggled with fertility issues. And after I did a lot of research on nutrition and health and environmental impact, I actually learned about how diet and animal agriculture and actually the plastics that are linked to endocrine disruption, how they play a really key role in our health. And so I made a switch to more plant-based lifestyle, more plant-forward, and I made sure I researched everything with plastics and, you know, microplastics. They're in all of our plastic water bottles and things like that. And so taking a look at that, I really made a lot of lifestyle and health changes, and my body healed. And, you know, I had two kids naturally. Now I was doing a lot of stuff. So I was doing diet changes and making sure I was reducing my toxic load. So I don't exactly know exactly how I got pregnant, but it happened naturally. And I have two amazing boys, Jackson and Parker. And, you know, that's why I'm here today. But I would say that, you know, what really solidified my commitment was my time as the conservation manager at California Water Service. There is where I really kind of saw everything come full circle and saw firsthand how water consumed by industrial agriculture, especially in meat and dairy production, it's really impossible to ignore all of the inefficiencies in both our food and our water system without understanding how it impacts not just human health, but our planet's most precious resource, which is water. I'm here because I'm so passionate about all of that. I've started my company, it's Eco Ethos. I'm Eco Aaron, and I like to be the face of it because I'm really passionate about it. And I really like helping consumers and brands understand and make sustainable choices that protect our environment, whether it's plant-based eating, reducing their food waste, drinking more tea, you know, pairing that with a plant-based food dish. They go together really well, right? And just rethinking our packaging overall, right? We all have the power to be a part of the solution. And it's something I'm really excited about working on, right? Is helping businesses and people make those changes every day.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of T-Biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the T-Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.